Terry, good evening.
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening. Glad to have you with us. Terry, you would have been involved in it. Tell us about and try and satisfy some of the fans who don't know too much about him, but were expecting a bigger name. Tell us a little bit about the strengths that you've seen in Alan Irving.
It'd be a pleasure to do so. Yeah, the brief from the club was that this guy that takes over the Albion should be a coach. And have good coaching credentials. And Alan, of his era, if you went back in the past, you probably had, good coaches, lots of good coaches, Terry Venables and Don Howe and Dave Sexton, who were excellent coaches who went on to manage. And of his era, probably Alan Irvine, there's not too many around like him. He's a top coach. He's worked to develop a lot of players, whether they be experienced players or whether they be young players, throughout his career, it's his passion, and he's worked extremely hard to try and develop those players. And what he will give us is a great work ethic. He's integrity. He's honest, able to motivate and man manage, but above all, he'll work out on the training ground with those players, and he'll work towards team understanding. He'll work the team. He'll work the units of the team. He'll work to improve individual players. But it's not just that. When he comes off, he's extremely hardworking around the observation, the analysis, the evaluation of team performance, and how we can help to use that to get us a result come the weekend.
Everybody talks about buying players. How important is it to have a coach who can improve players? Because not enough is talked about the improvement of players that you've got.
No, and it's very important to us. We believe that the present group of players, there's some talented players in there. But if players are willing to work and put the effort in, there's no reason why they can't add to their game. I think that's what coaches try and do. They just try and add value to every player that they work with. And if you love coaching and you love improving players like Alan does, it is your passion, and you work every day to try and get that individual just to be, just a small percentage better. Now, if we can do that with each individual and the team, then, we hope that we'll reap the benefits of it.
I mean, what would you say to fans? Because a lot of the fans are calling him, and this is not us, but I'm just the mirror for the fans. They're saying on all the texts and stuff we've had, it looks like a cheap option. What would you say to that? Because you've just demonstrated that he's got great credentials. What would you say to those who think he's just a cheap option?
Yeah, we do care. Of course we care about, our supporters. But, you'll probably find that Everton Football Club, they'll be the most disappointed people, because they're losing, this coach, from the chairman, Bill Kenwright, to the manager, Roberto Martinez. And it's really very rare these days that, believe me, we're talking here about Everton Football Club is probably and arguably the most progressive football club in the country at the moment. But they'll be devastated, because it will affect everyone at that club that they're losing Alan. It will affect the young, the old players, those who, through his guidance, are now in the first team, those that are on the verge of the first team. And, the younger ones who know the work he's done there now won't have the opportunity to work with him. The staff there, they'll be absolutely gutted, because he is a man of integrity and honesty. They'll be disappointed that he's gone as well.
But at the end of the day, the coach generally is as good as the players he's got around him, and presumably you're now working at making sure he's got the right quality. And the chairman, I saw the chairman recently, and I sat down, had a cup of tea with him, and just before you arrived, and he said, we have learnt about players, which is why Terry's coming in, because we want to, we don't want to be rushed into doing things. We want Terry here to evaluate, etc., etc. And he told us that he those mistakes wouldn't be made again about players. Are you confident that the right quality will come in for Alan to work with?
Yeah, it's a challenge, isn't it? We all know what a tough league the Premier League is. You know, and last year we went from 8th to 17th over the last season. So, you know, the best chance for us to restore confidence and get the best out of the players is you know, to work extremely hard with them, the group that we've got. But we also, as you rightly say, we need to add to that group. You know, we've got a strong core of some excellent players. But we'll be working as hard as we can, like probably every other club around the country. But we'll be working, you know, as hard as we possibly can to get the right type of player. You know, what we think that we know what we need in terms of positions, but we also need the right attitude from players. You know, they've got to come in and be prepared to work, you know, day in, day out to be better players. And, you know, that desire to want to be the best player that they can possibly be and make Albion the team, best possible team they can be. You know, so it is about quality, of course, but it's also about getting people and players with the right attitude to want to win, to want to work, to give 100%, you know, every game throughout the season.
Well, I suppose it's, you know, it is hard, and especially when you've got criteria, and we all know the criteria. You know, every club has different ones, and we know what the West Brom ones are. The chairman's never hidden the fact that there is a criteria. Will Alan have an input into the signing of players?
Oh, totally. You know, I think people have this impression that the you know, the manager just takes what's given. You know, I was here before, obviously, working with Roy.
Yes.
And, you know, Roy had final say on players. Obviously, the club signed it off in terms of what we can afford. But, you know, there was never, ever a player that was discussed during that period who, if Roy didn't think he was the right for the club, that, you know, they wouldn't bring him in. And that would be exactly the same with Alan. You know, you have to understand that the head coach is vitally important in the recruitment process, because he needs to understand this player coming in, what he can do, where he can fit in with the team. So it's, you know, it's pointless if the recruiters flag people up who, you know, they're entirely the different type of player, don't meet the philosophy of what the head coach wants. So yes, Alan will be, you know, very, very influential in working to bring the right type of players in.